Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
There was a moment in my childhood that I always dreaded and would come around periodically. My mother would look at us and she would say, "It's time to clean the house." And there was a specific reason for cleaning the house on these occasions. We hosted a bunch of girls for Little Flowers. It's probably 10 or 11. And our house would periodically be invaded by little girls coming over for Little Flowers. And the boys would be exiled to the basement, and we would still have to clean. Where was our benefit from Little Flowers? But there was a song that they would sing for Little Flowers, which was actually our second reading, the very first part of that second reading. Faith is confident assurance concerning what we hope for, and conviction about things we cannot see. Hebrews 11:1, St. Catherine of Siena, pray for us that we may serve God faithfully. That's how the song went. Stuck in my head forever. It's stuck there forever. But that's a good thing to have stuck in my head. The definition of faith. What is faith? Faith is the very beginning, the very roots of who we are as the people of God. Who we are as a Catholic people depends upon faith. The sacrament of faith is baptism. And from the moment of our baptism, we are part of the mystical body of Christ, part of the Catholic Church, the sacrament of faith. So faith makes us part of the church. Faith is confident assurance concerning what we hope for. Confident assurance. It's not a math problem. I can't just reason my way to the faith. Faith is reasonable, but it's not a math problem. 2 + 2 = 4. Faith, I don't arrive at in the same way. I can't just look at everything, put all the pieces together, and say faith is absolutely, definitely true in the same way I can say 2 + 2 = 4. And yet it's confident assurance. Confident assurance. Where does our confidence come from when we're talking about faith? I want to talk about faith in terms of a few things. I think there's part of the faith that relates to our head, and it's the part that we may be more or less familiar with, hard to say, but there's an element that has to do with our head, the content of the faith, and then there's part of the faith that has to do with our heart. It's a little more in the confidence realm. Right? What's going on in my heart? Do I really trust God to do what he says he's going to do, to save me from death, to forgive my sins? Do I trust God? And then there's an element of faith that is action. As St. James says, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. If our faith is not put into practice, if we don't live out our faith, it's just a bunch of rules and ideas. We have to live our faith. Faith is always meant to be something living, that bears fruit in the world, that leads us to hope and to charity, to care for others, to love God and to love other people. Faith without works is dead. So what is the part that relates to our head? What is the content of the faith? Well, We go through catechesis, we learn lots of things, we can read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and it seems like there's an enormous amount of information that's involved in the faith. And that's important. The information is genuinely very important and very beautiful, but it's too much for pretty much anybody to memorize. I studied theology for 5 years, and I still don't even know, I barely scratched the surface of theology, right? Volumes and volumes and volumes have been written about the content of the faith, people using their reason to think about God. And I haven't even scratched the surface. 5 years of dedicated studies in theology. So the content of the faith, clearly there's something more that has to be going on with our intellect. It's not just memorization of all the facts I can learn about God and about the church and about Revelation. There's something else that's involved here. My mind needs to assent to say yes to the revelation given through Jesus Christ. An assent of the intellect. Our parish patron, St. Thomas Aquinas, was the one who said that. Our minds say, I believe this is true. I hold this to be true because God has revealed it. What has God revealed to us for salvation? Everything we read in the scriptures was revealed to us for our salvation. Everything the church teaches us in her official magisterium is part of revelation. Everything we receive from the church fathers and their unanimous agreement is part of revelation. It comes down to two big things. Scripture and tradition makes up the content of the faith. And we receive the content of the faith through the church. It can be confusing because now in the world we have a whole bunch of Protestant denominations who believe in Jesus, but don't appear to believe in any founded church. They don't think that Jesus founded a church. Well, as Catholics, we believe that Jesus did found a church and that he continues to guide that church. And that is part of our faith. Faith is not just an opinion. It's not a set of values. It's what God has revealed to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. So, faith is also radical, because it's founded not on any human opinion, not on our speculation. The content of the faith is founded on the authority of God who reveals himself in Jesus Christ. So we accept every truth that the Catholic Church teaches in her official magisterium. We can't pick and choose. We can't just say, well, you know, I believe Jesus founded the church, but Jesus led the church wrong there. No. Part of our faith is receiving and believing everything that the church hands down for our belief. Now, the heart. How do we trust God? There's a number of difficulties here at a personal level, especially to just look at God and say, all right, I trust you entirely. We know that faith is radical. We heard Jesus say, sell your belongings and give alms. Okay, that's not easy. We heard about Abraham, who was willing to sacrifice his son Isaac, the promised one. Isaac to Abraham meant everything. Abraham would much sooner die than see Isaac die. And yet, he was willing to sacrifice Isaac out of faith because he trusted God. What builds our trust in God? What builds our trust in God, first and foremost, is love for the one who reveals himself, love for Jesus Christ, practicing our faith, drawing close to him. We heard today that the Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Think about that. Your heavenly Father, his pleasure, his desire is to be with you for eternity. remarkable that God is on our side. We know God is trustworthy because he would rather die on a cross than spend eternity without us. God is trustworthy. So we put our heart's trust in God. We accept the authority of what he reveals to us through the church, and then we put it into action. The place that we most encounter the kingdom God wants to give to us is right here in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar, a literal meeting place of heaven and earth. Faith is difficult because it has to do with the unseen, and here the unseen meets the seen. God, who is invisible, transforms the bread and wine into his own body and blood, something we touch, something we receive, something we eat. God has broken into our time and space in the person of Jesus Christ. And it's up to us to receive Jesus, to take what we receive, and to bring that same love we see, given by our Father in heaven, and bring it to each and every person we see, each and every person we meet. Let's resolve again today, brothers and sisters, to remember our faith, to remember what it is, and to put it into action.